hello out there in TV land.
I'm DJ Doug.
This is Mr. and Mrs. TV land. DJ Doug and DJ Little Hiss Muffet at your service.
Beyond the limits. This is secretly our last show for 3 months. We didn't promote it online because we're trying to keep things low-key.
Low-key.
But after this, the next 3 months, we are going to specially curate the next 3 months of reruns.
Only the finest
hand-selected
for you.
Well, actually,
no clip shows.
No clip shows. My idea is to pick the absolute best and worst episodes.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing in the middle. There's no mediocre episodes.
So all the ones where I'm drunk, basically.
All the ones where all the terrible and wonderful episodes. It's also distorted here. Hold on.
You sound okay on the...
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah, no, you sound okay through the headphones and the mic on my end.
All right, there we go. I fixed the headphones.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to pick the best and worst. We're going to pick the best and worst.
All right. That's more your department. I will leave that job in your capable hands.
I think there's something to be said
to please our fans, both of them.
Something to be said about bad episodes. I might even throw in a few of my early episodes where I know what the hell I was doing before you were here. I know there's at least one episode where I'm...
BBC before...
Tossed.
Before, I don't know, C word for girlfriends. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. Before cunts. BBC. before cuckolds. Yes, so it's our last show for the next few months, secretly, playing some music. Sorry, the internet is not allowing me to access our website. We usually post the playlist, so I don't really know what the playlist I just had, but I'm just going to kind of wing it with the records next time.
Yeah, so get your pen and paper ready.
I know. I just played Yikes. The record's called Secrets to the Super Flipping.
That record was sick.
The song is called I Played Poor People in the Cars. Yeah, it's a good record. I highly recommend it. It's overpriced, but it's good. I think there might be a CD reissue. I don't know.
But it's also on green vinyl. I don't know if it... Were they all pressed on green vinyl or just the...
Yeah, this is it. This is the only pressing.
This is the only pressing.
Yeah. I don't know how many they made.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's on a... We were like, what color green is that? Because it's kind of too bright of a green
lime
to be
green?
Like a mint green.
Lime green.
But it's... No, it's too... Because, like, lime green's more yellow.
Well, the other record was green, too. They're different greens.
Different greens.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely shade of green. It's a lovely shade of green.
It's a good record. I recommend it. Unfortunately, it costs money now. It shouldn't. That's a different story. Pretty record. It's also a 10-inch. It's probably one of the few 10-inches I own. It's kind of annoying size. Because you don't know where to put it. Where do you put a 10-inch?
Yeah, well, I feel like...
Where do you put it? It gets lost.
Yeah.
And look, you can't see it because it slips behind the 12s.
Yeah. I have, like, a little section for, like, my tiny, tiny handful of 10 inches that I have, because I agree with you, they're kind of a pain in the butt.
It's maybe the only one I have.
And I also feel like you, like, need to make a commitment of, like, are you going to buy 45s or are you going to buy, like, 12-inch singles? You know?
Well, I played one of my own 12-inch singles.
I have very few 12-inch singles, because also 12-inch singles tend to be more for, like, rap and hip-hop.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think I probably own, like, 5 12-inch singles, but I have a lot of 45s.
Well, on that note, before that, I played Sparks. Yikes, Sparks. It's very similar, right?
Sparks,
that's
yes.
That's a theme there.
Yes.
That's actually a 12-inch single of Angst in My Pants.
That's right, because then you congratulated me for noticing to change the speed when I queued up.
Good job.
Because that is not something I always notice, and then I'm like, why does it sound like this?
Plays. It's a maxi 45. No, it's just a 45 maxi.
Now with wings.
Yeah, you could put it between your garage and stop all those deep flushes or whatever.
Is it sponsored by Paul McCartney?
Yeah, no, there's two legs, not one. Thank you.
I almost spit out my beer.
I played some Ray Charles live.
Live
in concert, a hell of a record. ABC Paramount. Played the band, Stage Fright. We got the most awesome record cover ever. Sly Stone.
Yeah, that is a sick cover.
There's a riot going on.
Yes, and has anyone seen the new Sly documentary? We have yet to see it. Let us know what you think.
Or if you're going to be honest about it.
Call in or type in the comments.
Just dive into, like, crackheaddom and, like, living in a trailer park for fucking ever.
Is there a Tower of Power documentary yet? Because there should be. There should be.
Yeah. I didn't play this, unfortunately. This was in the wrong sleeve.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, I played Sabbath.
Oh, that was dope.
Cover by Moon Duo.
Yeah, that was awesome. Right, that was like very like industrial Sabbath.
Very good, very good.
That was really good.
Start off the set with Blues for Mr. Jimmy, Jimmy McGriff. I love that track.
Yeah.
After that was Pink Floyd, Saucer Full of Secrets from Saucer Full of Secrets.
From, oh.
Same as the record, Saucer Full of Secrets, but look at that cover.
That's so cool. Yeah, very painterly.
Oh. Anyway,
no, wait, was that the Pompeii?
That track is on Pompeii, but the record
on
is
Pompeii,
called Saucer
Full of Secrets. Okay, got it.
So yes, there's going to be a reissue of the Live of Pompeii movie coming out at the end of the month in IMAX.
IMAX.
So I'll go see it, everybody in the world.
Yes.
With a new 5-1 mix.
Let's go. Let's get hot pot and then go see it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some IMAX. Maybe go to Kabuki. That sounds cool.
Ooh, yeah.
They got IMAX there.
That's true. We haven't been to Kabuki in a minute.
Triple some strings. Again,
yeah,
I don't want to pay for
get
that.
Get a little sushi Japanese dinner moment in Japantown. I love that Japanese grocery store. They sell the Kewpie mayo there.
Yes.
I'm so gay for that shit.
That iced tea I like, too.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I played Packer and the Billy Kid by Bob Dylan, but she stepped out because you're only Bob Dylan.
I needed to excuse myself for that.
The UK pressing, apparently, for $8.
Get it away from me.
I think that's dated when I bought it.
Don't,
it's funny.
You know, it's in my 3 feet of personal space.
1719. Yo. That's a good record. All right. Come on, Chris Christopherson. Chris Christopherson. He's there. He's hot. Look at him. Oh, yeah.
He was banging.
I'd fucking bang Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, he can be on your laminated card.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I was pricing 45s the other day and we got a, he did. Yeah. We got a Bruce Springsteen 45.
Oh.
But it was, like, he was, like, we had the original sleeve. A lot of times when we get 45s, the original sleeves are
missing
or so damaged, we have to put them in just, you know, like, generic sleeves. But this one still had the original sleeve, and it was... Well, probably early 80s Springsteen, where it's like he has like the no sleeves on the t-shirt.
This was his
sweatband era.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, the guns are blazing. He looks all like oiled up. And like, I just propped it at like my station all day just so I could, just so Bruce could keep me company.
You still gotta look out for that 10 inch record store day, like one of the first record store days.
Mm-hmm.
It's him doing a live version of Dream Maybe Dream by Suicide.
Oh man.
It sold out like immediately.
Oh, I'm sure. Inch. It's beautiful.
I can't remember who's on the other side.
I mean, it's such an awesome, like, awesome song, and so awesome that he covered that song.
The problem is all the Springsteen fans bought it and don't give a shit about that song. Just own it.
They just bought it because it's rare. Springsteen.
Yeah. So, if you keep
Mango
an eye out
Spleen.
For that. That's like one of my grails.
That's one of your holy grails.
Just
because,
anyway.
Will do, darling.
Yeah, he never released that song ever, by the way. It's like the only release of, legal release of it.
Yeah, because we don't call them imports at, or no, we don't call them bootlegs at Meebs. We call them imports.
I get turned on to Springsteen from the coolest
bootleg. Sorry, I shouldn't give away all our secrets.
Coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life, which I bought at Amoeba Music.
Oh, yeah.
And... 1914.
That's like, the year I was born. Like 1814.
2009. I bought the coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life. Anyway.
Nice.
All right. You want to play some music, I guess?
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet. We're gonna switch gears a little bit here. I was just feeling some, like, classic punk rock bangers. So that's what you all got in store for you.
Cool.
Late 70s, early 80s, classic punk, classic hardcore, a lot of California bands. And I brought a few local gems, too, just to sprinkle those in. Absolutely not. I will say with pride that I do not own any fucking Green Day.
Metallica.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why are you...
Grateful Dead?
Why are you giving our listeners this impression of me?
Quicksilver? I don't know.
Third Eye Blind?
Oh, he lives around the corner. No, let's not talk about that.
Actually, I did not bring any Flipper. I guess I...
Well, that's a bummer.
I know I have a Flipper record. I don't know. Maybe that one got lost with yours. We tend to cross-pollinate. Anyway, yeah. Punk classics coming your way.
All right.
Radio Valencia.
Valencia.
The Mission District, San Francisco, California.
Got no limits. Till
midnight.
3 months from now. Till midnight
yeah,
now.
And then, yeah.
Till midnight. Till midnight and then 3 months.
Till midnight tonight and then, yeah, you'll get the opportunity to hopefully miss us.
Ish. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we can stop jabbering if that's cool.
Yeah,
so you got anything important to say?
Save me from myself.
All right. Here we go. Music.
Sometimes I try to do things, it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you don't even notice that you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. Why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. We'll be right back.
on.
I like that I was trying to point my finger and be all coy, and I was like, and now we're on the air.
And now, for something completely different, your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Call me Tim.
What velocity of a laden swallow?
Maybe an elderberry swallow. Certainly not an elderberry swallow.
I feel like someone from another dimension would understand our rudimentary concepts.
Give me a second. I have to alter the dimensional void to like make that more.
Or like what is the airspeed philosophy of a laden swallow?
You said philosophy.
Or velocity philosophy.
So philosophy is funnier though.
Yeah.
I have
definitely not had any adult beverages tonight.
Philosophy.
That makes two of us.
Yes.
But you don't count as an entity because you're. Well, I mean, are you an entity?
A non-corporeal entity.
Because you're not corporeal. You are ethereal.
It's a cue.
You are.
Like
it's like you are. You are omnipresent.
And unpresent at the same time.
And you have no real form in the traditional sense.
Not like in your physical, tangible sense.
Your presence knows no confines.
Knows no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
That is why you are interdimensional, dimensional, Devlin.
The boundary condition of the universe is that there is no boundary condition of the universe.
You defy the laws of our meager and primitive.
Yes, I transcend.
Concepts.
I transcend.
But do you still change your underwear? That's the question. Everyone's wondering all this time.
He transcends.
Do interdimensional beings still change their underwear?
But I mean, when you're that transcendental, do you even fart like?
Oh no, there's no need.
I mean, yeah, like because. You're such an ethereal.
Every fart is a new galaxy.
An ethereal being. Like there's
every fart is a new Milky Way.
I mean, every time you fart, it's a new galaxy. Yeah. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Every fart from interdimensional
every time you hear every time you hear a bell,
it's
an angel
gift
gets
to us.
Every time you hear a fart from a collective being, the galaxy is born.
Oh my God! A new galaxy is born.
All right.
We thank you for your contributions, you, yes. Interdimensional Devlin, and thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
Also, this show is Beyond All Limits. I'm DJ Doug.
I am DJ Little Hiss Muffet,
and Interdimensional Devlin.
And yes, Interdimensional Devlin.
So
we're
show
very lucky that there was a wrinkle in time
and
space tonight that Interdimensional Devlin was able to grace us with his presence and his travels.
It's always nice to descend down into the lower realms.
Yeah.
We appreciate you slumming it with us fucking losers. Thank you.
We're just peasants down here.
You know, you gotta hang out with us like chuckleheads sometimes so you can like keep perspective when you're in other dimensions.
That is veritably well said.
Yeah, hang out with us.
Thank you.
Between galactic farts.
It's a good band name.
Anyway, it's our last show for a few months. We're taking a little break. And we're just playing there, Little Hiss Muffet.
That is me.
Sounds like some
if
good
you
stuff.
Weren't with us before our last talk break, what I played this last set was I just really wanted to play some old school classic punk rock fucking bangers, some late 77, early 80s. Classic punk, early hardcore, and it was fun. It was kind of a getting back to my roots, as my Minnesota-born dad would say.